has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll begin with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkinte Bibkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bovate. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu, Kenanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kenaneihu. We are studying the fourth section of Parashat Pikudei from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. I believe we are starting at Pasuk 18, unless someone sees another start. Kad yitaved kol avidta itzterich Moshe lemeim v'nei kola Begindela Yemrun Yisrael Ishta Ar Kaspa Vedahava Bistalik Lenat Lale Yali Alda It's the Richlemimne Hoshvana Kamaihu The Israel begin dictate. Vayetem kitniki. Niki may Hashem. Yisrael. The translation. The reason the verse states, these are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony, is that the Holy Spirit, which is Malchut, called tabernacle, was a mirror which reflected to everyone the amount of all the gold and silver offered by Israel. And the Holy Spirit would say, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents. And of all the gold that was applied for the work, for the Holy One, blessed be he, was pleased with all the craftsmen and wanted to display their trustworthiness before all. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, you said verse 18, but you read 19.
Well, that's what happens when the computer jumps. So let me go back and read 18. And from now on, I'll check when it jumps if it skipped over.
It's a short verse, in English anyway.
It was short in Hebrew as well. Mm-hmm. And when all the work was completed, Moses had to count everything, so Israel would not say that some gold and silver was left and that he was planning to take it. Therefore, he counted before Israel as it is written, and be guiltless before Hashem and before Israel. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, he wasn't only humble. He was very truthful.
Well, you would have to be truthful to be humble.
Right.
One of the names of Yesod is Emet, truth, and one of the names of Malchut is Ani, which is, when spelled with the ayin, I believe, it's translates as humble. In order to be humble, one must also be truthful.
Well, it's a good character trait for leaders, you know.
Correct.
I think
when
that
you count
was her judging, you know, under the palm tree near the gate, so that she couldn't be accused of being in the presence of a man, even, you know. So I think it works all different ways. If you're a leader, that you try to have the strictest and most honest characteristics that you can.
Malka, I thought you were going to say something.
When you counted in front of Israel, was that like the whole congregation, or was it just the chief, the tribal heads, chieftains?
My sense is he counted it before the whole congregation, and since I had made the mistake of reading ahead of verse, that verse was implying that it was in front of Israel, as we'll come to find out when we read it again.
Well, you remember everyone was asked to bring something, so I do think it's everyone, so that everyone would know that what they brought was used and what was not used and was left over, that he wasn't taking it.
Correct.
So did he do it by tribes? I mean, he had to be on the mountaintop to announce who all 6 million not 6 million, but 1 point something million people.
This is in the second year. The dedication of the Ark, the dedication of the Mishkan, takes place in the second year. It's dedicated in Cheshvan. So the leaving Egypt, they left Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan. The Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. On the 17th day of Tammuz, the golden calf was built. And then there was a period of time where Hashem Moses was trying to ameliorate Hashem. He was trying to calm Hashem and have him take back all of his words that were negative towards the children of Israel. But then on Yom Kippur of the year having left Egypt, meaning it was still the first year on Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, the second set of tablets were brought down. So now we're in literally the way we count years, it's the beginning of the second year, although it's still the first full 12-month period. But it's not Cheshvan of the second year, it's Cheshvan of the third year that the Mishkan is dedicated. It's prepared a few months before that. I don't remember if the Torah tells us which month it is. But the Mishkan is dedicated in the Cheshvan of the second Cheshvan that they're out of Egypt. But the second Cheshvan of being out of Egypt is actually the third year. So there's this whole year between when the second set of Luchot, the second set of tablets, is given, and the actual dedication of the temple. It's taking a whole year to do that. So I hope that's helpful in understanding the timeline and the issues that you're raising, Alpha.
Thank you.
But basically, Moses was saying, I'm concerned that people are going to suspect that I'm using some of all this wealth for my personal benefit. So he took an accounting of it and presented it before all of Israel. What does it mean to take an accounting of it? He specified, this is how much of the 11 different components that went into the building of the Mishkan. Earlier in Tikkun Day, it tells us how many pounds and ounces of all the 11 different components were shared and donated by the children of Israel. And now he says, you donated, I'm making up these numbers, but you donated 500 ounces of gold, and we used 450 ounces in the temple itself, and here are the 50 ounces left over. Nobody stole them. Now, I don't think Moses used the word steal, but essentially that's the procedure that they followed. on to the next pasuk?
Yes, sir.
All right, this time I'm reading verse 19 in Hebrew, in Aramaic. Ugin da ketirele pekudecha mishkan mishkan haedut beharucha pekudcha awa achze lekol ahushbana lekol dehavavges lekaspa din bilu Yisrael beruach dekudcha hawa acharze lekol ahushbana lekol dehava v'kaspa din bilu Yisrael beruach kudcha hawa ama v'kas kesef dekudei ha'eda me'at kakar v'gomer kol ha'zahav he'asu limlaka v'gomer begin dekudcha berichu itre'e behu beinun umanin uva ale apta mehemnuta bilchon kamekola. In the translation, the reason the verse states these are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony is that the Holy Spirit, which is Malchut, called tabernacle, was a mirror which reflected to everyone the amount of all the gold and silver offered to Israel. And the Holy Spirit would say, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents. And all the gold that was applied for the work for the Holy One, blessed be he, was pleased with all the craftsmen and wanted to display their trustworthiness before all. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. So the answer to Malka's question is yes. The Moses was discussing this and stating the amounts of materials that were donated. He said that in front of all of the Israel, not just the leaders. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Is there any significance in the amount of spiritually, or is there a deeper teaching here with the accounting of the?
Yes. Every number in the Torah, in whatever subject, is giving you insights. So the amount of the components that were donated is very significant. As an example, is the length of the ark for Noah was, I believe it was 300 cubits, and the width was 30 cubits. 300, whenever you're discussing length, you're dealing with the level of length deals with chesed. Width deals with gevura, and height with tiferet. So every number in the amount of the 11 components does apply. We just have to learn what they are, and if when we read the Aliyot for Tikkun Bei, we'll find out.
Those has numbers. Joined.
Well, kind of what I'm seeing or hearing, should I say hearing, in all of the dimensions of the, in each generation, it'd be Adam, it'd be Noah, it'd be Abraham, it'd be, you know, the wilderness, the, you know, Jacob, and all the components that was brought into that generation in measurements. My feelings are that this is how, that's how the, in the spiritual world, that's how the Mishkan, or the, you know, the dwelling place of Hashem was constructed. You know, nothing is ever forgotten. You know, it's like it's just an, it brings it back into the next generation. Somehow, some way, it's associated with Noah's Ark, you know, and so forth and so on. The steps that Abraham took, you know, and the borders, you know, it's just a footprint of everything that is, that was manifested in the physical world. Kind of what I'm hearing, what I'm thinking, what I'm visualizing.
You're absolutely correct. Every part of the story is teaching some aspect. So a number will teach an aspect. It will teach something about the laws of the Torah.
Right.
We may not know what that law is teaching, but we know that it is teaching something.
Right, just like the encampment of the, you know, the Exodus and the camp, the camping, the how they were, how the camps were set up, as well has a dimension, has width, has, you know, width, length, you know, that sort of thing as well.
That's correct.
Is one of the lessons the unity of all things?
Yes, it is. One of the lessons of the unity of everything.
Mm-hmm. I kind of saw it as what Moses was doing was with the physical tabernacle, but there's the spiritual one. And so Hashem was sort of reflecting from that spiritual one to match up with Moses' testimony, so that both physical and spiritual were being revealed, that all was correct.
Moses did not have to declare the count of the 11 components. But he knew that he had to do that. He wasn't commanded to do it, but he knew that he had to do it. Otherwise, being a leader, he would be subject to Lashon Hara by the followers, because there would always be some form of jealousy in the followers, in the children of Israel. And so if he hadn't counted it, then they would have counted it for him.
Well, the 11 haven't the, again, the counting of the ingredients in the incense. as well, you know, to comport as well. So I'm kind of reflecting on that.
Understand. We're almost out of time, so just continue to reflect. Ask some questions about it.
About the 11 components that he counted?
Yeah. Let's, you know, if you can find the number of any of the components, we can look at what does that number mean. We have a few minutes. We don't have much time.
Well, like being the silver and the gold and the yarn and the you know the flower, the meal offering, you know, this comes into play.
Yes.
I don't know how many times they did sacrifices. I don't know in the wilderness, or if they did
it 3 times a day.
Okay.
They did it on every Rosh Chodesh in addition to the 3 times a day. So on those days, it was 4 times a day. And on Saturday, it was 5.
And that was at the, that's after the dedication of the Mishkan. They started doing the sacrifices. They didn't do it prior, within those 2.5 years, 3 years prior, before the Mishkan was built.
After the Mishkan was built, the following Nisan, Moses, the week before Nisan, so the last week in Adar, Moses took all 7 days of that last week, and he dedicated the Mishkan by following through with the sacrifices. That's when it would begin. Every day during that last week of Adar, he would assemble the components of the Mishkan, and he would bring an offering for that procedure, and then he would follow those procedures.
Now, what do you mean he would bring in the components? Moshe would bring in the components. Which components are we speaking of?
All the donations of the children of Israel. There are 11 components to the Mishkan.
Okay.
Isn't that when one of the princes brought there, they each brought something, but it was with a different intention? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, yes, that's the dedication of the Mishkan.
Yeah, well, those would be the things that they would have brought. Some brought wagons, some brought gold. And
they all brought wagons together. But potentially, yes, that's what people brought. But the leaders, there was no more for the leaders to bring. They thought they were weight. They thought they'd be smart and say, whatever we don't have enough of, we'll make that donation. But the people brought so much that they had to ask them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leaders had nothing left to bring. So they brought the animals for the sacrifice. Well, we're out of time, so we'll take it up tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Shalom to everyone. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom.
7 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.